or in for repairs, let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, April 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll get to your text messages in a second. This segment is brought to you by Legendary Systems. You just heard the commercial. We've been using Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, for years. We go back all the way to the old radio station. Jonathan is very experienced in providing a ton of technological services to you. First, he has Legendary VPN, your virtual private network service. I'm coming to you from a third world country today. My computer is routed through another country, making it almost impossible for anybody to interrupt my signal. Also, I have it on my phone. Kind of interesting. When I have it on, I can't log in to my bank account on my phone. I have to disconnect and get myself back here in the United States before I can do my banking. Kind of interesting. Also, remote computer repair. You don't have to take your computer in for repair anymore. Get a hold of Jonathan. He can access your computer even if it's not able to turn on. You can't even get the operating system to launch. He can fix it. So give him a call, 231-818-8349. And by the way, I believe he's getting ready to file his papers to run for county commissioner in Sheboygan County against John Wallace. Longtime county commissioner, has been on the board forever, needs to go, needs to retire. Well, Jonathan's stepping up, heeding the call to action, and is going to file his papers to run for county commissioner there in the Tuscarora Township area. Jonathan Deak, D-E-A-K. He'll be on the ballot. He's a great young man. He's got lots of great ideas to bring technology upgrades to Tuscarora Township, which they so desperately need. So again, give him a call, 231-818-8349. If you want that in a clickable, dialable link to just be able to click on it and call him, text me GEEK. And I will text you back his number, 231-818-8349. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting, as text messages came in during the break, Trucker, explain this to us again, because we're not really sure why you're running as a Democrat. Okay, let me try to clarify this for you. It's a political strategy that the Democrats are going to hate me talking about on the radio. I talked to State Representative Matt Maddock about my plan because he called me. Him and his wife, Michonne Maddock, didn't clearly understand it, so I explained it to them. When he got done explaining it to him, he said, man, we should be doing this all across the entire state of Michigan. See, party labels means nothing to me. It's a team sport, Republicans against the Democrats. But as far as I'm concerned, the two-party system has failed us completely. We've got Democrats running as Republicans for years. Democrats have been doing it for years. They are Democrats. They run with an R behind the name because Northern Michigan is basically Republican conservative. 60-40 on average across the board. There's some areas more conservative, more Republican than others. There's others that are close. Traverse City, Leland Hall, Katie Niss's race down there in the 103rd, that's 51-49. But once you get outside of that, we're pretty safely Republican. So what do the Democrats do? They run as Republicans. You guys have been doing this for years up here in northern Michigan. Every single county. That's right, Emmett, Sheboygan, Otsego, Presque Isle. You guys have been doing it for years. Until this show came along, when I started exposing you guys and pointing it out and getting people involved as precinct delegates and getting involved in the county parties and raising money and educating the people, has the light bulb come on and said, wait a minute. We need real Republicans running, not Democrats running as Republicans to get elected and then pushing their agenda through. Solar panel farms in Presque Isle County, soon coming to Otsego County. Good farmland being completely consumed by these solar panel farms. Are you kidding me? In a geographical region where we end up with, listen to this, folks, on average, 41 days in the entire summer, the 3-4 months of summer that we have absolutely guaranteed perfect sunny blue skies on average. Cloudy days don't count. Partially cloudy don't count. And in the wintertime, the solar panels are covered with snow and ice. Nobody's going to get out there and clean these solar panels off. They're not going to produce anything in the wintertime. Why? The sun doesn't shine usually after December 1st. You know, the thing of it is that's so interesting is that these Democrats don't think that we're on to them. They don't think that we know whether or not they're a real Republican or a real Democrat. Why? Because they don't talk about their values and their principles in public. I do. That's why it's absolutely driving them crazy that I'm running as a Democrat. I'm running as a John F. Kennedy business Democrat. If John F. Kennedy was alive today and was running for political office, he would be opposing, primary challenging Donald Trump. That's how conservative John F. Kennedy was. First of all, he was Catholic, 100% pro-life. He's not a fake Catholic like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. John F. Kennedy was a real pro-life Catholic. Just look at their family clan. That's number one. Number two, he was absolutely for lower taxes. Do you know John F. Kennedy lowered the personal income tax just like Ronald Reagan did again in the 1980s? Kennedy did it in 1960. His brother, Robert Kennedy, his attorney general, was going after the mafia, organized crime, staunch law enforcement officer. He was absolutely 100% pro-America. As Donald Trump perfected America first, make America great again, John F. Kennedy did it in the 1960s presidential race. He's the one that stood up to Khrushchev regarding the Cuban Missile Crisis. You either get those missiles out of Cuba or I'm blowing them back to Moscow in pieces. And they got them out of Cuba. Peace through strength. Lowered income taxes. Pro-life, pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, pro-America president. That's who John F. Kennedy was. And another person that I've spoken to that supports my campaign is Bart Stupak. the former long-term congressman for the 1st District. I talked to him. I told him flat out, I'm strong Second Amendment, strong pro-life, but I want to run as a business Democrat. He goes, Randy, you have my support. The Democrats don't want me as their candidate because I can beat John Roth in November. I can beat him easily. If I get the 38.8% automatic Democrat base vote and pull basically 12% of the vote from the Republicans, I hate to say it, folks, but I'm going to be in Lansing as a state representative. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I do not want to go there. But if I get elected, I'll serve. I'll do the show every day from 9 to noon, hang up the headset, go into the chamber. If elected, I want to serve on transportation and appropriations. I'm going to tap into Dave Ageman's experience for both transportation and the budget. Patrick Kobach. I'm going to reach in there to their experience and bring it to Lansing. And the Democrats are going to freak out because I'm going to be introducing legislation that will get bipartisan support. Every single one of my bills, I will have Republicans supporting my bill. And I'll get fellow Democrats to do it. God, just saying that is like fellow Democrats. Because it's going to be about fixing the state of Michigan. It's not going to be about the agendas, either the Republicans or the Democrats. Common sense legislation to fix the state of Michigan. I'm going to take on DTE and Consumers Energy. I'm going to take on car insurance companies. I'm going to get rid of the state income tax. I'm getting rid of MDOT. These are the bills I'm going to introduce. And I will explain it and sell it to my colleagues, not only in the House, but in the Senate. And then I'm going to put the pressure on Whitmer. And if she doesn't want to sign it, well, maybe the next Republican governor that we elect in November of 26, maybe, just maybe, he will sign it starting in January of 27. I'm here to fix the state of Michigan. How I do it, God only knows. But it's got to happen. We love this state too much, and we're not going to allow it to become California. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. We'll get to your text messages, I promise.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Mac up in St. Ignace, his text message, exactly, Trucker. Democrats putting R's behind their names for years. Been going on up here forever. Van in Sheboygan, if you're not lying in the Democrat pockets, you're lining the Democrat pockets, you're not going to get their support. Van, you don't understand. If I'm unopposed, I'm the only candidate on the ballot, I'm automatically the Democrat nominee from the August 6th primary facing John Roth, the Republican, in November. The sheeple people, that I call them, 80 to 90% of the public who doesn't listen to this show, they vote for the D. That's what Democrats do. Many of them go in and vote straight party line Democrat. Bam, they're done voting. Or, like they should do, take the time to mark the ballot for every Democrat on the ticket in November, which they will do. They'll totally support the candidate. The question is, can less than 12% of the Republicans who know me, who know my values, my principles, why, and if I went to Lansing, what I would introduce, voted for me? John Roth loses. If 12% join the 38.8% Democrats, I beat them. 50.8 to 49.2. It's that simple. And there may be somebody filing in the 103rd district. Now, I got another text message. And this is interesting because I just saw this filing as well. Callie Barr, Democrat, just filed for Congress against Congressman Jack Bergman, the incumbent, Josh Saul, and soon to be, possibly by tomorrow, we'll find out, J.D. Wilson running on the Republican side. Well, she's running against Dr. Bob Lorenzer, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. Now making it so that the first district is safe from the Dems crossing over. There's only one problem. That's the congressional race. Bob Lorenzer has huge name recognition, has been endorsed by all of the Democrat Party, has, I believe, more money to spend than this new person who just filed. I could be wrong. I haven't seen campaign finance reports. I don't know. But Bob will be the candidate simply because of name recognition. He's ran before. Every time you run, you get a roughly about $250,000 to $500,000 worth of name recognition. The amount of money it would take to spend to get you that name recognition. He's already been on the ballot before. She's got a great, great story. Put herself through law school. Her husband's a veteran who was wounded. Needed VA benefits, VA care. He wasn't getting it. She learned the VA system, TRICARE, and how to get him the care he needed. Jack Bergman has failed the veterans hugely. Josh Saul talks about it on the campaign trail. J.D. Wilson talks about his voting record. Bergman could actually lose the Republican primary and then would be facing probably Dr. Bob. But we shall see. My contention is by her filing, I don't know if the Democrats would need to stay on their side of the ballot. There's enough sheeple people to vote for him simply because, oh yeah, I've heard of him. Haven't heard of her, but I've heard of him. I don't know how much money she's going to spend in her August 6th primary race. Actually, if anybody has her number, text it to me. I'd like to get a hold of her and talk to her. Find out if she's self-funding her campaign or is she going to take donations? Is she going to mount a serious primary challenge to Dr. Bob? Ben says, but Randy, that doesn't get things passed in Lansing. Oh, yes, it does. You see, the legislation I would introduce would be commonsensical. It would have support from both Republicans and Democrats. And being a member of the Democrat Party in the caucus room, they would be forced to take it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer and explain it to her. This was a bill, the main sponsor was a Democrat. Got bipartisan support. I'll introduce bills that Neil Friske will sponsor. Matt Maddock, Steve Cara, Jim DeSana, a lot of common sense things to fix the state of Michigan to make our state a better place to live. And why would Whitmer not sign it? Because it's my bill? This is a personal thing? This isn't good for the state, Governor? Oh, it's going to drive her crazy. This is going to be so much fun. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, in the next half hour, we have a big anniversary coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about it. And a big announcement in the third hour about somebody running for Lansing from Northern Michigan. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in Northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock. Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's